Thank you, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the JIG call held on the 31st of January 2012. On the call today, we have Rafik Damak, Dennis Jennings, Edmund Chung, Chris Dillon, and Dan Zhang. From staff, we have Bart Buswinkel and myself, Naku Peregrine. And we have apologies from Fad Batane, Samad Hussein, and Avidoria. I would like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call. And I sent around a brief agenda for today. Wanted to, talk a little bit about a few updates and then some preparations for Costa Rica. So I guess we'll start off with that. I just forwarded an email. I just realized that I haven't forwarded the draft CCNSO response to the board on the single character IDNTLD issue before. So I actually just forwarded it out to the list. So probably haven't had a chance to take a look at it. But I wonder if Jane or Bart can maybe give a brief summary on that.
Bart, would you mind to... Hello?
Bart, do you
want me to do it?
Yes, please.
Well,
would you mind?
Or Bart,
okay, I can do it. No problem at all. I was
okay.
Waiting for Jan.
Please go ahead, Bart.
Okay, this is Bart. The proposed letters. One is the CCNSO draft is the basic document, and that is reflecting the sense of the CCNSO Council at its meeting on the 22nd of December. So it's circulated among a small drafting team and then went to the CCNSO Council for comments, and it has not been adopted. It will be on the agenda for the 20th of February, which is the regular CCNSO Council meeting. Because the JIG is a joint working group, and knowing that the and realizing that the CCNSO Council didn't adopt the draft letter, but still wants to engage with the GNSO and wants to send a letter to the board from both the CCNSO and GNSO Council, a second draft was included that would reflect a decision of the GNSO Council to support this letter. So that's basically it, and it was sent to Stefan van Gelder, and as far as I understand, it will be discussed at the upcoming GNSO Council meeting on the 16th of February.
Thank you, Bart. I wonder if anyone has any question on that. I guess I'll start off with one question. Is right now the draft is very CCNSO centric. It basically describes the CCNSO Council, reiterates its supports, and so on. I'm curious if the CCNSO Council is open for some edits to this, such that the letter would sound like it's coming from both councils, so it would be sort of a joint thing. So,
my understanding, the second letter, the draft for both, should reflect the views of both councils. So it's not CCNSO centric. It focuses on some questions, which are also reflected, I think the statement itself is that both should be both the CC&SO and GNSO councils support the introduction of single character IDNs.
Okay, so they are two letters. For some reason I thought it was one.
No, they're two different letters.
An earlier draft.
Letter A is, that's why I'm saying, one letter is just the CC&SO council letter. If the GNSO council will not adopt it or for whatever reasons, or cannot support it for whatever reasons, the CC&SO council will send this letter. The second letter reflects, it's an adjustment of the draft, and it reflects both the opinion of the CC&SO and GNSO council. It shouldn't be CC&SO-centric.
Right, okay. So I apologize. I now get the full picture, and I guess in general my first reaction is that it covers the main items that were drafted in our response. I guess some of the issues of substance, and it does appear to be pared down quite a bit in terms of the tone. He reflects a lower urgency from CC&SO part, which I guess is fine. I guess that reflects the joint. If that reflects the joint sentiment, after weighing the two sides of things, for me, it seems like it encapsulates at least the main aspects, but with I guess less teeth. But I wonder if anyone else have had the chance to take a look at it and have any other thoughts or questions. If not, I guess that's the update, and I guess we have done our work in highlighting the items, and it's up to the two councils to decide how to make the response back to the board. So I guess we'll continue to observe, and at least on my side, I'll be chatting it up with some of the councilors at the GNSO Council, and I'm sure Jane would be connecting with the CC&SO councillors about this. Okay, so moving on. First of all, thank you, Dennis, for joining us today. We continue to observe the work on IDN VIP, and we'll start to plan our work around it once we see a final the report being finalized. I understand it's now going through the public comments. But since Dennis, you're here, I wonder if you could give your okay to give a brief update.
Certainly, Edmund. Dennis Jennings here. The report, the integrated issues report, was published on the 23rd of December, not the most convenient date for lots of people, but we were determined to get it out before the holidays. And the public comment closed yesterday, January the 30th, although I see there are a couple of comments in today on January 31st, one from ALAC and one about the zero-width non-joiner, highlighting a very important security issue. I'm rather disappointed at the number of comments. I'm not obviously criticizing anybody who made a comment, but I think there are more people that I would have hoped to have made comments, and that is a bit of a concern for me. So I'm trying to work out how we might address that at the Costa Rica meeting, with a more extensive presentation, consultation, and discussion session. And I'm discussing that with the ICANN team today, at our call later today, to see if there's agreement that we should have such a session. We will be producing over the next few days a final draft final version of the report, or a final version of the report, for submission to the board. But I am concerned that we really haven't heard all the voices that possibly we should have heard, given both the complexity and the importance of the IDN variant issues for TLDs, and the risks, if particularly of a very poor user experience, if we get this wrong. Current reactions, I know, vary from we really need to do this for the end users to we really mustn't do this because it's far too dangerous from some of the technical people, and I don't know where we lie, where we'll end up on that spectrum, where the board will end up. So I think it's really very important to have a more extensive discussion in Costa Rica, and any input and suggestions that the JIG might have on that would be very welcomed by me. Thanks, Edmund. That's all I have to say at the moment.
Thank you, Dennis, and welcome to the IDN world and IDN club. That's how things usually go. A lot of interest to begin with, and struggling to get participation as you go on.
It's very complex, and some of the issues that we've highlighted are complex, and some of the next step solutions have significant implications that I really would like the community to discuss. And certainly moving forward is very much going to be a community project. ICANN may provide support, leadership, and funding, but it's going to have to be a community project. So the interest of the community is really critical to move this forward. Thanks again, Ethan.
Yeah, thank you, Dennis. And I certainly agree with you, and have been trying very hard to garner more participation in many IDN-related issues, and the variance issue being one of the more, one of the more tricky ones, and really need participation, as you mentioned. I think, I've always been trying to, reach as many people as possible and to try to work together. And I'm just relating to our next two topics, which I think are related and was brought up last time when we had the call. We started talking about this group and I guess in general as well, the interest level of participating in IDN discussions. We really need to try to drive that a little bit more. It's an ongoing challenge, but probably we, at least myself, I'd like for us to join forces to try to get the participation, and we're certainly open to give our thoughts from this group, and from our last discussion we had. Thought that it would be more appropriate for our respective constituencies to give response to these types of public comment processes, both in the matter of process, because we are a joint charter group where everything should go back to the councils, as well as for a bandwidth issue, because we ourselves are running out of volunteers to help out. So, my initial response. I wonder if anyone have any additional thoughts on that, and perhaps if Dennis, it's okay, we'll, if you're open to it, would like to talk a little bit more about, maybe doing more things together. In Costa Rica to drive more interest and participation. So, anyone has any questions or thoughts about the VIP work so far?
This is Chris Dillon, and it's not really to add to what either Dennis or you, Edmund, have just said, but you know, just to agree with it completely, that you know, it is surprising how few comments there were, and you know, the idea of doing perhaps a presentation or some other activities in Costa Rica to try and to get people into what is a very long report. I think if it I think if there were a good presentation, you know, it could help to make it more accessible. And you know, as you say, if there if there is anything that you know, this group can do to raise the interest, I think that can only be to the good. But basically, I'm just completely agreeing with everything you just said.
Thank you, Chris. Dennis here. If I may comment, Edmund, on your next topic, which is the universal acceptance of IDN-TLDs. One of the real concerns is about the user experience and the lack of applications and standards for applications that are allow the use of IDN-TLDs, let alone deal with the complexity of IDN variant TLDs. And that is a concern that I think may be helped by more work on what you call the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs.
Right. I think, you know, that's right on. In fact, one of the things that we identified as well we observed the VIP discussions was precisely that. It was added actually into the initial report that we put out for public comments. So I'm hoping that we'll gather, because sorry for jumping ahead. I guess we'll merge the few topics that I have on the agenda. So. I've also been speaking with the ICANN team on the new gTLD side, who are looking at the universal acceptance issue as well, and perhaps to join forces because the issue is a rather real one for more people, you know, even for ASCII. On one side, it's an issue even for ASCII TLDs, and also it's an issue for IDN CCTLDs. So I'm hoping that we have the best bet on gathering the most most participation with a topic like that. Speaking of which, I have from our last call, last conference call. I have started connecting with GACN and the GNSO Council and AFSAC to get them to see if they're interested to weigh in and on the issue and get their participation at earlier stage. So on that particular item, I'm sure. That's you know, there is a pretty good room for us to work together on a joint session at a face-to-face meeting, because I think that's probably for our experience at least we get a bit better participation during our during face-to-face meetings, especially when we can you know, get those who are there to just you know, step in and give some thoughts and comments on what we are talking about. So I guess from the VIP work and jumping on to all of the few items, I'd like to I guess propose that a couple of things, you know, one of which is to probably extend the public comment period for our initial report on universal acceptance till in fact for or until after to close after the Costa Rica meeting. That would allow us to that would allow us to have a working document to present there and try to get the input there. And you know, hopefully to get more response then. And I wonder if that might be something that we can work together on, you know, with the PIP work and make it a session that spans something that might be of interest to more people, so that we at least get their attention first and hopefully get more feedback from. I wonder.
Dennis here. I think it would be very useful to have myself or some others participate in a universal acceptance session and to highlight that this is also critical for IDN variant DLEs and even more complex, of course. So let me think about that, and maybe we'll exchange some emails. I'm anxious, first of all, to get agreement from the ICANN team on the sort of presentations on the variant issues report that I'm hoping will be agreed. And if I can get that done, certainly I'll then come back to you, Edmund, to work with you to see how we participate together on universal acceptance.
Edmund, this is Barry. On universal acceptance, yesterday I had a conversation with Nadia Sokolova, and she is now the ICANN staff person leading, say, the universal acceptance of TLDs in general. And I suggested that she would be subscribed to this list as well, to the JIG, and maybe she can join at a future call in order to create some cooperation with that team as well.
Yep. Thanks, Bart. And I've been trying to reach out to Carla and Nadia as well. Thanks a lot.
My understanding is that Nadia is the project leader of that team, so that makes it easier.
Okay. Sounds good. And I guess since we're on this topic, so let's I wonder if we I guess that the two suggestions. One is to extend the public comment period till after the Costa Rica meeting, and second is to try to have a public session on the topic, and hopefully joint with as you mentioned, the new GTLD work and the VIP work. So, Jane or Chris or Rafiq, others.
This is Chris Dillon. I think that it's certainly important to extend. I mean, I agree completely. I think we should learn from learn the lesson. Basically, I think the public comment period should be extended and until after Costa Rica. Now, and that there also should be a public session. Whether that session should be amalgamated either with the VAP or one of the other meetings, obviously have to talk to people for that to be decided. But I mean, both of those decisions to have the session and to extend the comment period, that sound good.
Thank you, Chris. So I guess to Bart and Natalie, how do we start the preparations for ICANN Costa Rica? And regardless of whether we sort of have a joint one, would like to start exploring to have a slot for Costa Rica.
We've already scheduled a slot on the Monday afternoon for the JIG, the regular face-to-face meeting. So that's one. A joint meeting, a more public meeting, that would be probably on Wednesday or Thursday. I think, we can always try. But you have already a slot on Monday afternoon.
Okay. So I guess at least we'll have our own slot, whether we use it to deal with our working group issues or focus just on universal acceptance, we can decide a little bit later once we get a sense of whether we might have a joint session.
And with regard to extending the public comment period, so I'll send a note to web admin to change it, and so that's reasonably simple to extend it, and send a note if you can send a note to the GNSO and ALEC, I can take care of the CC list.
Okay, so I guess the idea is probably to have it maybe a week or a week and a half after the ICANN meeting, to have it end around that time frame. So I'll take a look at the calendar and suggest a date and send it to the list shortly after the call. Okay. That brings me. Actually, we've covered most of the items. That brings me to the one issue about sort of renewing the participation at this working group. And I've just started in our last call, last conference call. As we mentioned, the participation is dropped quite a bit. We do have a new person, Chris. Thank you for joining us. But it has dropped a little bit, so quite a bit. So I've started discussing with Stefan to refresh the participation from the GNSO side. I guess as a reminder to everyone, the formal charter of the group has it such that we have five sort of a voting, if you will, voting members, official members from the GNSO and five from the CNSO. In the past, most of the documents I individually try to at least get those five to take a look at the document and consent to before we publish things and put it out. But I guess the participation rate of the five members haven't been stellar. So I've started talking with Stefan about potentially refreshing it and either getting them to participate more or sending in new people to take their place. So hopefully I'll have a bit more update next time. And also, in the beginning, the CCNSO was a little bit concerned with too much participation, making it, the discussions not balanced as well. So things have changed a little bit, so I'd like to get a sense that, the councils are comfortable with us keep taking on observers and participants, even though the quote-unquote voting members would still be maintained at five, so that we have a equity between CCNSO and GNSO sort of weight. So I wonder, Jane, if Bart, if you could maybe take a look at the CCNSO side and see if there's possibility of refreshing the participation from at least the five core members and the sentiment of us being able to take on more observers like Chris, at least for now, to help drive more awareness and participation here.
Yep. Will do.
Okay. With that, I guess we're at the end of what I've prepared, and in terms of action items, we're extending the public comment period. I think we'll wait for another little while for the VIP work to be finalized before we start working on deciding on the work on variant TLDs. And I guess that's it, unless anyone wants to bring up other issues. If not, thank you everyone for your time. I think we'll go back to the two-week cycle. So, and thanks everyone for the flexibility, because the last week was the Chinese New Year, and that also explains that it has been we haven't had the chance to get more people to respond to the universal acceptance of IDNTLD part, especially from the Chinese community, I guess it's good to extend the time as well. So if we go back to the two-week cycle, our next meeting would be on Valentine's Day. Would that be a problem?
No.
I guess we'll keep the Valentine's Day, and we have a date. At least for now, unless we struggle too bad with getting participation. Anyway, so hearing no further urgent issues, thank you everyone for joining the call, and thank you for taking time.
And Edmund, may I wish you a very happy Chinese New Year, a very important festival in your part of the world.
And Jane as well.
And Jane as well, thanks. Indeed. Indeed. And indeed everybody. Happy New Year.
It's the year of the dragon.
Yes, I know. May the dragon be with you. Or something. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Tanya. You may now stop the recordings.